Six Nations Police and Ontario Provincial Police were dealing with a barricaded individual who was reportedly discharging a firearm at police officers on Six Line Road between Chiefswood Road and Tuscarora Road, and a shelter in place was put into effect for those community members in the area. Police updated the community shortly before 9:30 a.m. this morning to say that a male was taken into custody and the shelter in place has been lifted. Sergeant Ed Sanchuk of Ontario Provincial Police says OPP Brant County and Haldimand County detachments were called in to assist with the situation at around 10:30 p.m. on November 30th. Six Nations Police Constable Cody Johnson detailed the situation at the time.
So we have an update that the individual is firing at police officers right now. So the shelter in place is very serious. We do ask the public in that area to please remain in your household and shelter in place. And for motorists trying to travel down Six Line between Chiefswood and Tuscarora, to please avoid the area as we're trying to get this incident to a peaceful resolution.
OPP Sergeant Ed Sanchuk and Six Nations Police Constable Cody Johnson spoke on the situation being resolved peacefully with no injuries to any of the parties involved.
Hi, good morning, everybody. It's Sergeant Ed Sanchuk with West Region OPP Headquarters. Just providing you yet with another update on the situation here on Six Line and Oshawekon. I have Constable Johnson with me right now to provide that update. We do have good news, the great news out of that, and I'll let Constable Johnson tell everyone what's happening. So, Constable Johnson, we do have some good news with regards to this ongoing situation with the barricade individual firing at police right now. What can you tell everybody right now?
Yeah, thanks, Ed. Well, first and foremost, I just want to thank everybody on Six Nations here for your cooperation in this investigation, for your patience with us in trying to get this into a peaceful resolution. I can tell you the male has surrendered to police. I want to thank OPP and Six Nations Police for bringing this to a peaceful resolution and letting you know that the shelter in place has been lifted. But as of right now, investigation is still ongoing and the road blockage will still be up and for the time being.
Well, you know what? Constable Johnson, thanks for taking the time to update the community. I know they appreciate it. And thanks to everyone on your team for all the assistance they provided. And you know what? To everyone that was out there today. So again, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us.
Thanks, Ed.
So there you have it, folks. Successful resolution here at Six Line in Oshawekon. So the roadways, there's still police officers at the roadways blocking the roadways. I just don't have a time frame when they'll be reopened. But again, the individual that was taken into custody without any injuries to either police or themselves in a great resolution out of this incident today, this morning. So everyone, please make sure you take care. You stay safe. Get to where you're going safely. You know, it's raining out, so turn your entire headlighting system on. Drive according to the road and weather conditions and try and have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Police say that a shelter in place has been lifted for those who were impacted by the situation, but Six Line Road will remain closed for the time being between Chiefswood and Tuscarora Road as the investigation continues. This incident comes after a similar incident last month where Six Nations Police and Ontario Provincial Police dealt with another barricaded individual in the Chiefswood Road area. CJKS will be following this story if any more updates are provided.